David Romdevet on Broadway. My Uncle Will wanted to be on Broadway. After family dinners, when everyone sat around drinking coffee, he'd do a little tap dance or shuffle. Of course, it was embarrassing to have a grown man who worked at the lumberyard dancing after dinner. On my 9th birthday, I became his reluctant partner. We wore white shirts, red jackets, and black patent leather shoes he'd bought at the Salvation Army thrift shop, along with paper top hats from the party supply store, and canes made from PVC tubing he'd painted gold. Our big number was putting on the Ritz. The other day I looked up in the sky and saw Uncle Will floating in an aluminum lawn chair. He leaned forward and grabbed a bit of cloud that was shaped like a woman. I don't remember him as a ladies' man, so maybe I invented the woman. She was wearing a tutu, but moved more like a stripper than a ballerina. Uncle Will was whistling Broadway tunes and talking to himself about the right expression and inflection to impress a casting director in an audition. Then my aunt, his wife Jane, came into the sky. She was carrying drinks and a plate of strawberries and whipped cream, the same as in real life. Sometimes when we finished, Aunt Jane would look at Uncle Will, a dark, sympathetic look, and she'd say, "Will, if you worked hard, you could still audition." The way he looked back at her, even now floating in the sky, "It's a good thing angel uncles don't carry guns." "Oh, I don't know," he'd say, too casually. "I can't give up the lumberyard." I look again and realize my Uncle Will was afraid. I never knew. When the song ends, we tap the edges of our paper top hats with our PVC canes and bow, and everyone claps like mad, Jane most of all.